我们先念诵般若波罗蜜多心经。 We'll start with the recitation of the Heart of the Perfection Wisdom Sutra. We'll chant it in Mandarin. For those of you who are more comfortable in English, you can chant it in English, which is on page 1 of the little booklet. 请打开第三页。般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰 Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisoha。现在我们要念那个修心八颂。Next we are going to chant the eight verses of thought transformation. If you have the English prayer book, it's on page 161. 修心八颂，我于一切有情众，视之尤甚如意宝，愿成满彼究竟力，恒常心怀真爱情，随处与谁为伴时，是己教诸众人悲，从心生出思利他，恒常尊他为最上，一举一动观自心，正当烦恼出萌生，危害自与他人时，愿其呵斥令消除，秉性邪恶众有情，恒为猛烈最苦迫，见时如遇大宝藏，难值修悲愿珍惜。他人出于嫉妒心，非礼辱骂谤我等，亏损失败我取受，愿将胜利奉献他。无习饶意助某人，且曾身心寄厚望，彼虽非礼妄加害，愿人视为善知识。无论直接与间接，愿现利乐与友情，如母友情诸苦患，我愿暗中尽取受，愿我所修一切善，不为八法所垢染，身观诸法皆如幻，无执离缚得解脱。
说Okay, so few minutes, just few minutes. So do short, simple meditation. Okay, so.
现在我们用几分钟做一个简短的观修。
So here, so very beginning, so good to bring your mind at the present moment. So this is the important part. Very beginning. So therefore, so first sit down comfortably, no, whatever you feel comfortable, then try to keep your back straight, no, then. So there's seven posture, the correct posture of meditation mentioned.In the text, so yeah, keeping cross leg, then putting your hand, like a meditation posture, then try to keep your back straight, then look your eye, not totally close, but slightly close, looking at your nose, the tip of the nose, so like that, then. Then putting your tongue upper plate, so then, then try to. So this is the seven, so there's seven type I mentioned before. So now here you sit down in that posture, so look at yourself, whether you are sitting or you have this correct posture or not, looking at that. So a few seconds. Then after you find this correct posture, then you do the breathing meditation.Breathe in, out. Just try to put your mind there for some time.
首先开始的时候呢，是要把我们的心呢原念于当下。像在我们在这样做的时候呢，我们现在要做的非常的舒服，就是我们要根据呢以前格西教我们做的七支比如遮那佛的做法，这最重要的是你的背呢要挺直，当然你要做得很舒服，你要加幅做背挺直，然后呢你的眼睛呢不要完全关到完，是微开的，然后呢你眼可以看前方，看着你的鼻梁，这样呢你的舌头呢顶住你的上颚，这样可以避免你的口水流下来，然后你可以先看一看自己的坐姿是否正确，你可以加幅坐或者半莲花坐，然后双手合在一起放在你的腹下这边，所以这个七支做法，那你看看自己的坐姿是否正确，然后正确之后呢就观你的呼吸呼出吸入，慢慢的很自然的呼出吸入，然后将你的心呢原念于呼吸，
Okay, so then, next one. So, you can visualize in front of one space, visualize the beautiful lotus. Then on top of the lotus, you can visualize the compassion Buddha. So, try to get that visualization for a few minutes, clear as possible.
现在呢，观想在我们的前方的虚空中呢，出现了一个莲花座，莲花座还有那个月轮，上面呢就坐着慈悲佛。这样呢，我们花几分钟来做这个观想，观想的越清晰越好。
So then, in front of that, so you can visualize the extensive offering, the numberless of offering, flower, incense, light, all the nice offering you can visualize. Then make offering to compassion and Buddha.
如是清晰的观想之后呢，我们观想呢，我们供养啊，给慈悲佛供养无数无量计的鲜花啊、烟啊、灯啊等等无数量供品，布满整个虚空。
So then after that, so visualize the nectar, light rays come from compassion Buddha, into oneself and other sentient beings that purified all the negative emotion, the suffering, physical pain, the mental disturbance, so clear by the light of the compassion of Buddha, so then your mind become pure like that, so.So meditate like that.
由于如是供养慈悲佛呢，升起欢喜心，那放射出大光芒和甘露。这光芒和甘露呢，照耀着我们的甘露，降下我们的身体，还有及周围所有的一切众生。啊，这个光芒和甘露呢，净化了我们所有的生理上、心理上所有的痛苦和障碍。然后呢，我们感到我们的心呢，非常的清净。
So then, again, you can visualize the life rays, nectar come from compassionate Buddha, introvert self, then think that having, you are receiving blessing from the compassionate Buddha. So think that you are getting more, your mind become more soft, more compassionate, more loving, caring. So you can visualize that way.
接着呢，慈悲佛呢，身上发出大光芒，并降下甘露。这光芒和甘露呢，加持了我们，净化了我们。我们因此呢，得到了加持。我们的心呢，变得更柔软。我们的心呢，变得更有慈悲。
One question.
大家可以问问题，问一个问题。Mr. Lu 有问题。
Kim 如姐，我想问的关于观世音菩萨。依我所知，有观自在菩萨，
可以说大声一点，靠近麦。
有观自音菩萨，有观自在菩萨，有南海观世音菩萨，有十八首准提菩萨，有犍眼犍首观世音菩萨。想问这些菩萨是不是同一尊菩萨？
Mr. Lu questions is about this compassionate Buddha, Chen Rei Zik. You see, in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, you have this Avalokiteshvara, then you have this Kuan Yin from the Southern Sea, then this Junti, Bodhisattva Junti, then you have this Thousand Arm, Thousand Eye, Chen Rei Zik, then there are so many versions of so many versions of Kuan Yin. So are they the same?Person, is it? Are they the same person, same Bodhisattva, or same Buddha, or are they different?
What do you think?
你认为呢？
Not the him.
He think nothing.
He's asking question, but let other people, what do you think?
其他的人呢？你们觉得是同一尊还是不同的？你谁有答案？讲错不用紧的了，没有扣分。Anyone wants to respond? I think it's the same. I think it's the same. You think it's different? Okay. Why you think it's different? 为什么你认为是不同的？
My opinion is a lot of money, they are different. You see? Some got thousand hands, some don't carry flower whatsoever. That is my opinion. I don't know whether it's correct or not.
他的答案是，他认为他们是不一样的，他们是不一样的，他们是不同尊的，因为有些是牵手的，有些是手执花，有些手执其他的东西，所以他们应该是不同的，不同的人或不同的菩萨。哦、She thinks different because they carry different things in their arms.我们有时候拿东西，今天拿这个 bag， 明天拿另外一个 bag。We say sometimes we carry, today we carry LV bag, next day we carry another brand bag, or we also carry different things in our hands, oh. But
question is whether you become like thousand of Genesis in future or not. Question.
No, whether they are the same.
No. I'm asking question. Whether you become in the future like thousand of Genesis.
现在 Kim Rum 就问你，你以后要不要成为，就以后了，你这样需要不要成为千手千眼观世音？She said, "Can I become like that?"
Yeah, what do you think? In future, whether you become like thousand of Genesis?
你觉得吗？你以后能不能成为千手千眼
？Thousand arm.Thousand arm Genesis is difficult. Okay, whether you become two arm Genesis in future.
如果很难的话，你可以成为两臂的观音吗
？My dreams, maybe can.
Oh, You see her dream lah, her dream, her dream. Which one? Thousand arm or two arm?
Any goddess or mercy will do.
Okay.
Anyone will do. 所以他的。Karen 就问他的梦想是什么？要成为千手呢，还是两臂的观世音？他讲任何一尊都可以。
So I'm asking that in future anybody can become two-armed Genesis.
所以呢，在未来将来呀，这里有时要成为二臂观音的。
What do you think?
你们认为呢？你们的梦想是什么？
Can?
你们认为可以吗？做得到吗？ They dare not answer.
So, I don't know exactly myself also, but here, of course, there's so many different explanations. So, of course, very the Buddhist teaching. So, Buddha said, you know, each and every person, sentient beings, can become enlightened. No, says there's no sentient being who cannot be enlightened. No? So, Buddha talk about that. You know, each and every sentient being, how bad they are. You know, even the animal, even the insect, even the hell beings. You know, they have potential. They have the potential to become enlightened. You know, so.
所以呢，哥希拉认为自己呢 ，Ken Jerry 自己也不能太确定了，他将来能否能否成为这些观音？因为呢，这样的一个哪一尊呢、啊，成就哪一尊佛呢？其实有很多的不同的解释了。根据佛教的教义呢，每个众生呢，将来都能够成佛。这世界上呢，是没有一个众生是不能成佛的，不管那个众生呢，现在呢是多么恶劣的众生啊，品德或者是品性多么恶劣的众生，不管那个众生呢，现在是在下三道啊，是昆虫啊，或者甚至是地狱道里面的众生呢，他们将来呢都能够成佛，因为呢每一个众生呢都具足成佛的这个潜能。
So like that. So here, so Buddha also mentioned, every sentient beings, they do have some kind of compassion in their mind for someone, you know.
这佛陀呢曾经说过呢，每个众生呢，他的心里面呢，多多少少都有一些慈悲心。
So we have the seed of compassion. We do have the seed of compassion.You know, the small compassion to someone, you know, everybody have that. You know, then you put effort, the condition, cause, everything present, you practice, then able to develop that compassion greater, you know.
所以呢，我们多多少少都有这个慈悲的种子。只要呢，我们精进一点的话呢，在各种条件呢、因缘和合之下呢，我们就能够进一步呢提升呢、发展我们这个慈悲心。
Okay, so depend on compassion. You know, once you have like great compassion.So, then you can develop that in trying the mind apart. Then the compassion becomes stronger. So that when you become Bodhisattva, so that you are able to do more things, you know, able to have many sentient beings. Then you can manifest yourself in the different form, you know, 1,000, 1,000,000, you know, that kind of emanation. Emanate your body in different form, you know.
只要呢，我们有这个慈悲心进步发展呢，然后呢，让我们的大慈悲心升起的话呢，我们呢就能借这个大悲心的升起呢，进入这个大圣道。这样大圣道呢，当我们成为佛教徒或佛的弟子的时候呢，我们精进修行的话，不断的累积资粮根据大圣道的五道前进的话呢，我们呢精进修持呢，我们就会证得呢。无量的化身有很多百化身千化身等等，这样我们可以做的东西就更多了。
Yeah, so but you have to understand, when you have compassion, then you have wisdom, compassion, then when you reach this Aya Bodhisattva, so that you can manifest in different form, many different form you can manifest. in the one arm or 10 arm or 1,000 arm, you know, to help other sentient beings. I think you're able to manifest that.
当所以我们必须明白的就是呢，当我们升起这个大慈悲心呢，然后配合我们的这个智慧的话，就是智慧和方便双运的话呢，我们就能证得证入这个圣流，成为圣者。当你成为这个圣者的时候呢，你就可以哦，你就可以有无量的化身了。不管你是一臂、双臂啊、十臂或千臂、千手千眼的化身呢，都没有问题了。你就可以根据呢众生的心愿呢，来帮助众无量的众生了。
Saying sometimes.Whether I'm saying correctly or not, I'm not sure. So in the text mentioned, it doesn't say 1,000 up, but it's mentioned that when you reach certain level of bodhisattva, then you are able to manifest many, you know, like 100,000 like that, you know, different form, you know, but didn't say like 1,000 up like this, but it's mentioned that you are able to manifest like 100,000 different body.
哦，天荣师要澄清一点，就是在佛教的经典里面，他们有讲一定是千手千眼了，就说当你证得哦，证得一定的正量的时候，你有那个正量，你进入圣流的话，你这个圣者了，圣者菩萨的时候呢，你可以化身了，比如说100个化身啊，1000个化身啊，10万个化身啊，1000万个化身啊，这不一定是1000只手臂了。
Okay, so here you can understand, you know, even the Bodhisattva, you know, they're not enlightened, but Bodhisattva, they're able to manifest due to their compassion to help other sentient beings. So they manifest many different forms, you know.
所以呢，当那个菩萨还不是佛嘞，菩萨比佛的层次还要低。当他们成为菩萨呢，进入圣流成为菩萨的时候，因为这个大慈悲心，这个慈悲心的作用呢，所以他们要利益这些众生呢，所以他们菩萨就能化身哦，100个化身、1000个化身、10000个化身等等，去利益所有的众生呢，去利益众生。所以菩萨的境界已经是到了那个层次了。
Yeah, so he manifests 100 body, different body, but whether you're going to say they are all different or they are all same, you know, what do you think?
所以呢，菩萨已经能化身，比如说，最初的那集100个化身，他那能100个同时化身100个化身，利益这样子，这个其他的众生啊，他100个身体，所以你说这100个身体呢，是不同的身体呢，还是同一个身体？是不同还是一样的
？What do you think? They're all different or they're all same?
你认为呢？他们全部是一样的，还是全部都是不一样的？
啊？
Andy say is the same. She say different. She laugh. She doesn't know.
She know. She know. That's why she laugh.
Karen 姐讲你知道答案，所以你笑。有人讲不一样，有人讲是一样。他说天荣就应该知道，应该知道答案。
You think different? What's it?Different. So that means they have different mind.
如果说他们是不一样的，是他们的心是不一样的吗？不一样的心吗
？One Bodhisattva, yeah, is the one Bodhisattva developed, then he manifests different body. Yeah, the origination is the one, yeah.
所以一个菩萨化身不同的化身很多化身呢，一个，所以是不同的吗？不同的心吗？还是同样的心？ No, for you, you respond. So it's recorded.
So I don't know. So,
so we,
like, so I don't know what I'm talking about. So like that. So, so in the mention, in the sutra, so you reach, you know, certain level of bodhisattva, you're able to manifest, you know, different body to have other such beings, you know.
所以在佛教的经典里面呢，我们可以读到呢，佛陀的弟子啊，不同成就的弟子，不同层次的弟子，有些弟子能够化身啊，化身出不同的身体呢，去帮助啊众生。
Okay, like that. So then, of course, you practice after you purified all the defilement, then you get full enlightenment.Then you achieve Dhammakaya. Then of course, from the Dhammakaya, then you are able to manifest, you know, whatever sentient being wishes, able to manifest in that way.
所以呢，当我们不断的修行的话呢，通过不断的修行呢，净化啊。净化啊，二障啊，所知障，还有呢，我们的烦恼障的话呢，断除二障，证得所有的功德的话，我们就能证得法身。那证得佛的法身之后呢，这个法身你可以化身哦，随着众生的需求化身哦，化身出来去帮助所有的众生。
啊、，so when you get enlightened, not that when you achieve Dhammakaya, when you put enlightened Dhammakaya, then.You know, without any motivation, you know, just appear. What sentient being wishes, you are able to appear there, you know. So, whatever form to subdue the sentient being, whatever form necessary, you are able to manifest.
所以呢，当你证得成佛的时候呢，你断除所有的障碍，证得所有的功德的话，你就证得这个佛的法身。这个佛的法身呢，是能够随机应教。这随机应教就是根据众生有什么样的心态、什么样的需求的话，你就能化身出那样的化身哦，去调伏那众生。它是不需要任何是精进啊、用功啊，就可以随机这样化现的。
So here, so in the text, you know, sometimes we talk about compassionate Buddha, then we talk about the wisdom deity, the Manjushri, then what we call then the power of the Buddha called Vajrapani. You know, sometimes I think.Chinese also, they have the three deities together, I don't know, the compassion of Buddha, then the Manjushri, and the Vajrapani, three deities together, I'm not sure. In Tibetan, we do have this thing, always come together in the painting, the statue, yeah, we see many. You know?
所以在经文里面呢，我们通常都有所谓的慈悲佛啦，像我们有智慧尊啊，就主尊智慧的，比如说文殊师利啦，文殊师利菩萨啦，这样呢还有就除障碍的除障碍菩萨。所以通常在藏传佛教里面有这个三尊啊，就这个主尊慈悲的主尊慈悲的观世音佛，观世音佛，还有主尊智慧的文殊师利佛，还有除障碍的除障碍佛。
So you can see behind the tanka there, the thousand arm chenrezig, the middle is the thousand arm chenrezig. Then you see the right side is the Manjushri, the left side is the Vajrapani, the big tanka. You can see that.
所以你看看这个大唐卡，这个千手千的大唐卡，千手千观音的右边哦，就是文殊师利；千手千眼观音的左边，那个蓝色的是除盖障。啊，你可以问是佛还是菩萨
？Chinese have these three deities together. Chinese, they have no.
Not like this. Amitabha,
what is Amitabha?
Amitabha of Gurdjieshvara and how to say that in Sanskrit? 大势至菩萨 p r Prashta Prata.
Huh? Prata.
No, no, no. Prashta.
I think Chinese also has always the three together. I don't know what
to
call
it. No, Saruman. 大师之. I don't know how to say it in Sanskrit.
But they should know. Huh?So, anyway, so this is so. So it's mentioned the power of the compassion. You know, when you get enlightened, the power of the compassion manifests into compassion, Buddha. You know.Is represent the compassion, the power of compassion manifests in the thousand of genesis. Like
that. 在这个佛经里面有讲过呢，这个慈悲的力量啊，令这个观世音呢、啊、化身为千手千眼。
Okay, so that actually is the compassion.But aspect of thousand of genesis, no.
所以呢，是慈悲的力量。慈悲的力量呢，如果要有一个形象的话，它以这个千手千眼的形象出现。
So like that, then all the Buddha's wisdom, you know, that manifests into the Manjushri, you know, aspect of Manjushri. The reality is the wisdom.But it's manifest, you know, to represent the wisdom, you know, that manifests into those Manjushri.
然后呢，佛的所有的智慧啊，佛所有的智慧，它是以呢文殊这样的形象呢啊显现的。
So then we talk the Vajrapani. So that's the all the power of the Buddha, you know, then.Manifest into the Vajrapani.
所有的佛的力量呢，是以除盖障菩萨这样的形象呢出现的。
So in this way, you know, when you look this way, so when you get enlightened, so you have the wisdom, you have power, you have compassion, so that.You can manifest, you know, when you get enlightened, you can manifest as a thousand of genesis. Then you can manifest as a Manjushri, Vajrapani, you know.
所以是以这样的形式呢，当啊，当我们圆满了所有的智慧，所有的慈悲的力量，而且具足了除障碍的力量呢？啊，我们的那个，我们就以这个佛的形象，真的佛的圆满果位。也就是说，佛的圆满果位呢，是具足智慧，是具足慈悲，是具足力量除障碍的。这样，他呢可以以不同的形象来出现。如果他是以智慧的形象出现，他就显现文殊菩萨。如果他是以慈悲的形象出现，他就显现为千手千眼观世音或者其他的观音。如果他是以除障碍显现佛的力量除障碍的话，他就以除盖障菩萨的形象出现。
So last time I was mentioning, you know, for ourselves, you know, how we manifest ourselves. I mentioned last time, changing the mass. Huh?
所以以前呢 ，Ken Rinpoche 曾经讲过，我们自己是怎么样的显现的，我们的心态啊，我们的心，但我们的心是怎么样怎样，我们就变得怎么样怎样，还记得吗？
啊、
我忘记了。
So I don't know whether it's a different or one. I'm not sure. For example, when you're so happy mood, your expression, your look, your manifestation, I don't know.I'm happy is different.、
当我们高兴的时候、啊、我们的形象是怎么样的？ 我们的脸部表情，我们神态了是怎么样的？可当我们不高兴或不开心的时候呢，我们的脸部表情有什么，又是以什么形象出现的？所以我们也是会变的了。
So that next moment, okay, that happy mood, but next moment, somebody come and disturb, say something in front of your nose, you know. So then, of course. Your expression is no more there, which changed totally different expression due to the anger. You know, we manifest different, you know.
所以呢，我们可能这一刻呢是很开心、很高兴的，脸部表情是很好看的。可是呢，下一刻呢，当有人当着你的面呢，指责你的话、干扰你的话呢，你看你的脸部表情啊，当下就变脸了，就变得完全不一样，可能就很生气了，所以我们也有不同的显现啊。
Within 2 minutes,
可能只需两分钟。
Minutes, you have two manifestation there.
所以两分钟我们就有两个化身。
one is compassion, one is wrathful aspect, no?
一个是很慈悲的，一个是愤怒相的化身。
Now, we can also you can do now.
我们也是可以的。This ordinary manifestation. Ordinary.
This manifestation. You don't. Well, how can they? You don't need to think. You know, we can do many manifestation one day.
所以我们也可以这样去思维啊，去想啊，其实我们虽然是凡夫，我们可以一天里面也可以很多种化身变化的。
The same person or different person? I don't.
是不是同样一个人还是不同的人？
啊？
那高兴的你和不高兴的你，是不是同样一个你？
啊 ？Yeah, but normally we talk. Oh, he's.Actually, such a nice person, but he's changed different person. We used to talk that, no?
我们会讲，哎，他好像变成另外一个人似的 ，but different minds.
So different person.
因为他心转变了，所以是不是不同的人呢？
Rinpoche, just now you said that even those people, in those sentient beings in the hell realms are able to become bodhisattvas. What about those hell beings in the Avicii hell? They'll be there for very, 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 very long time.
So your question is, will they be able to be enlightened?
Yes.
Oh, 这个问题就是问Ken Rinpoche, 刚才 Ken Rinpoche 讲就算是地狱道的众生呢，也有成佛的可能。可是呢，那个在无间地狱里面呢，无间地狱是地狱最深层的等无间地狱里面，受那个非常非常最大苦的那种众生呢，就是他们掉入这个阿鼻地狱，如果直译的话叫阿鼻地狱的话，他们会在里面呢，很长的一段时间呢，无法计算的那个长劫。这样他们能不能成佛？
So question back to you.
你认为呢？你认为呢？他们能成佛吗？
Whether now question, think oneself. Whether you have been in this heavy hell, heavy sea hell, have you have taken rebirth?
Yes.
There or not? That's the question. No.
你要问，可以问自己，你曾经到过这个阿鼻地狱吗？你曾经到过吗？She says she doesn't know whether she has been there.
So you think you're always in the human life, from life to life?
So you
in the past?
你认为你过去无量无数无始以来的投生里面，你最差的最差最差的就是投生为人，是吗？
You think that of past life, you're a human being. You die also a human being. Life to life, always human being.
就是你这一生完了，你就以前成为人过后去世了，又再投生为人，一直每一生每一世你都是人呢，都投生为人呢。
Now this is the interesting question, you know, we all have to think, you know, what many people believe, you know.Human being die, then reverse is human being. They don't go to the animal realm. You know, animal die, the reverse is animal. Human die, that takes reverse human, you know. So.
这是非常有趣的问题，因为很多人相信呢，人死后就会再投生为人，一直投生为人，不会投生为畜生啊，或者下三恶道去。这样他们认为呢，畜生死后再投生为畜生。
Okay, so.But of course, I mean, we've been in this class for some time. Last time we talked about how to develop bodhicitta. Then I think that mentioned each and every sentient being become your mother. You know, we have taken rebirth for every kind of rebirth. You know, there's not such a rebirth we have never taken.
所以呢，当然我们都已经上了这么多堂课了。这样呢 ，Ken Rumjie 曾经教我们如何升起这菩提心的课里面呢，他已经讲过了。每一个众生呢，在过去世里面哦，都曾当过我们的母亲，因为呢，我们呢曾经投生到每一个道上去，就是这有六道对吗？每一个道呢，我们都投生过去，我们都参观过了，所以呢，没有一个道呢是我们从来没有经历过的。
Okay, so the mention, not from the heaviest hell, the Avicii, what called Avicii?
Avicii.
Avicii. Avicii hill from up there to up to the peak of samsara, you know.We have taken rebirth, you know, numberless of time, not one time, but you mentioned numberless of time, you know.
所以呢，就算是最最最最最最痛苦恶业最最最深重的阿鼻地狱，就最最最痛苦的，或者享乐最最最最最高的哈，飞享飞享天啊，或者是我们讲游顶天啊。我们曾经都去过那边很多很多次了。
Also, last time I mentioned, even our own present mother, you know, when you think about kindness of mother, you know, the mention of kindness of mother, even your own present mother, it's not one time been your mother, you know. The present mother has been your mother numberless of times.
所以呢，就算是我们这一生的母亲啊，对我们有很大恩情的母亲，她不只是这一生呢曾经当过我们的母亲，从无始以来到现在算都算不清，她已经当过我们的母亲了很多很多很多很多很多次，数不清了。
Okay, so also the mention in the text, if you put all the milk that given by the mother, much more than the ocean.
像经典里面曾经讲过呢，如果呢你把母亲喂你的奶的数量啊合起来啊，这一生和过去生合起来，那喂奶的那给你喝的那个数量呢，比世界上最深最深的海洋还要深。
Oh, so like that. Buddha said like that. So here the point is, you know, our own present mother, you know.So we just think that, oh, this like mother, you know. Okay, you have some feeling, kindness, but if you think about this present mother, did your mother for numberless of time, then you really think your compassion, you really think with this kind of logic, you know, that your compassion is much greater to the present mother, you know, for example.
所以这里主要要讲的就是，当我们讲到这一生的 母亲的时候，我们这一生的妈妈的时候，通常我们想啊 ，OK 啦，就是这一生啦，这一生我的妈妈，嗯，对我有很大的恩情啊，照顾我啊，养育我啊，啊，教我啊，喂我啊，等等。可是呢，我们想到呢，只是这一生也。可是呢，如果你能够把你的心量扩大，想到从无始以来，你的妈妈呢曾经当过你的母亲，同样的这样尽心尽力照顾你呢，很多很多无量次的话呢。你的那感觉啊，你的那慈悲心量啊就不一样了，你的慈悲心量就会更加的强烈了。
Yeah, if we able to think that, then, you know, you really think that way, the kindness of mother, then you don't get upset, you know, what this present mother did to you, you know?
如果你能够真的能够这样的去思维呢，这样能够去贯彻如理的去思维呢，这样你就你的母亲的恩情的那感觉就不一样了，然后你就不会因为一点小事或什么的而感到不开心了。
So I don't know, it's okay. So here, so we all have take river in the heavy's health, you know, the heavy's health, we have taken river there.
所以呢，我们在座的每一个人呢，都曾投生到最深最暗的地狱。
Yeah, so we've been there, we've been instead a long period of time, but somehow, fortunately, at this time, we came out somewhere, become different.
所以呢，我们曾经在那里啊。待了长很长很长的长劫累月的一段黑暗时光、哦、很久很久在那边待了很久很久，而且很多次。可是呢，这一次呢，这一生我们很幸运的，我们出离了，得到这个宝贵的人生。
Okay, so interesting. So even we achieve this time such a good rebirth, but you don't do good, creating only negative karma.Then again, we'll go back to the same place.
可是呢，很有趣的就是，虽然呢，我们出离了这样的恶趣哦，得到了这个宝贵的人生了、啊。可是呢，我们却没有精进的去造善业，反而我们造下了很多的恶业哦，要拿 passport 要回去了。
Then go there. Then it's a long period of time. Then after we come back for short time.
所以呢，我们可能呢又会再掉入这生过了，又再掉入那个三恶道里面。然后在三恶道里面呢，会在那边呢很长很长的一段时间呢，可能呢又幸运的话，又会投身到三道，短短的一段时间内。
You know, also they mention in the text, you know, how long they live. I think billion years.Our human beings just 100 years, you know, helping they live a billion years, you know, long period of life spent. You know.
所以经文里面讲呢，当我们掉入这三恶道里面呢，他们的寿命啊，三恶道里面的寿命，地狱啊，恶鬼啊，他们的寿命是非常非常长的，他们以人间的数目字来讲是百万年的，你在那边要在百万年的。可是呢，当我们得到人生的时候，我们寿命呢却不满一百年。
Okay, so that time she asking, the heaviest hell, they've been there a long time, how can they come back? So we did come back from there, you know, we came from there. So other hell being also possible, they will come back. You know, if you can come back, they can come back. Huh? So that's the, huh? Some TV show, Yan can cook, I can cook, what some.
所以呢，就是刚才那个佛友就问了，就如果你已经掉入那种，已经掉入那个最深最暗的地狱了，阿鼻地狱，他怎么能够有机会出来？他们怎么出来？其实呢，你看看我们都从那边出来了，对吗？我们每个人都去过那边，我们都出来了。就因为我们知道我们曾经去过那边能够出来了，所以其他的众生掉入那地狱的众生，他们也有一天能够出来的，能够出离这个恶道的。因为如果我们能的话呢， 他们同样也能，就好像我们看的那个电视节目那个真能主，如果真能主可以主的话，我们也应该可以主。
Oh. Okay, so the answer is yeah. They will come back. Huh? They will come back, they become human beings, they become enlightened. It's possible. Yeah.
所以呢，那个答案就是他们也能够出离这个二比地，有一天他们能够出离的，不懂哪一天呢、啊？像他们也能呢，有一天呢得到这个人生，然后呢修行佛法，证得佛的圆满果位。
OK 啊，OK 啊。Okay, we read the, I don't know somewhere here. Verse 6. When someone whom I have benefited and in whom I have great hope give me terrible harm, I shall regard that person as my holy guru.
现在我们讲的是第六个寄送，无息饶益助某人，且曾身心寄厚望，彼虽非礼妄加害，愿人视为善知识。
So here, so when you help somebody, and for a long time helping someone for a long time.Hope the person will benefit back in the future. Hope on that so that you help this person for a long period of time. But then, at the return, so you don't get any benefit. But instead of helping you, but he harm you, do terrible thing to you,Then, what to do? What the best way to solve this problem?
这一句寄送的意思呢，是说，如果我们曾经啊长时间的帮助某一个人，这样我们在心里呢也希望呢啊这个人呢日后呢能给予帮助，可是呢。这个人呢却不顾过去的这个恩情啊，所以而加害于自己啊，当这样的事情发生的时候呢，我们该怎么办？
So but normally of course normally in the world so if you benefit someone so then always you know somebody doesn't return back your benefit but harm of courseNormally, we consider it's like not good manner, you know. So it's a right to get angry back, you know, in the normal life, holy life. So that's how it works, right for fighting back, you know.
所以通常当我们帮助某一个人呢，可是这个某个人呢却没有回报或者没有帮助你呢啊，甚至加害你，通常我们都认为呢我们自己啊有权利啊感到生气，我们呢应该打击回去。
So here the text, so here, so if we practicing of the mind training, especially, you know, training of loving kindness, you know that.Then we should see these people as a guru, you know, like a teacher. When you meet this kind of people, then you should see them as a guru. You know?
可是呢，根据这个修心，如果你是一个修心的行者的话，你要修你的慈心啊，慈悲心的话啊，当你遇到这样的人的时候呢，你应该对待这些人好像对待自己的啊，自己的老师，自己的善知识。
So, how to say that? So, The point is, because of that, you know, that somebody irritates you, somebody disturbs you. So because of that, that gives the opportunity. So that teaches you how to be patient. So that's the only object who teaches you, you know, how to be patient. So that's become, you know, this person become the guru for you to teach the patient.
所以怎么样去思维呢？怎么样做到这一点呢？尤其当你利益这个人的时候呢，这个人呢却以去以这样的方式来回报你的时候，那干扰你的那个心的时候呢，他其实呢是在教导你怎么样去修行这个安忍。所以呢，因为他要你学习安忍，所以这个人就好像你的老师一样，好像善知识一样，在教导你啊，怎么样修安忍。
So can look that way. So then one thing is because developing loving kindness, you know, the Bodhisattva's practice.In first place, whatever you do for other, do truly from the love, compassion. You know, don't have the hope from the object. You know, don't hope about the return. You know, truly do, you know, whatever you're helping other. You know, truly do from the loving kindness. You know, but just solely helping other. You know, don't have any hope to return back.
所以呢，我们可以以这样的角度呢去思维，尤其这是一个菩萨学处，这是菩萨的修行了，就帮助我们呢升起了这个慈心。所以，当我们去帮助别人的时候呢，我们该以这个大爱还有大慈大悲的心呢去帮助其他的众生，而且我们帮助其他众生呢是不希求众生呢有给予我们任何的回报。所以呢。我们以这样的心态呢去修行。
Yeah, so mainly, yeah, from beginning, so when you really do believe loving kindness, so shouldn't have any hope return back. You know, whatever you do, then do truly from the love, compassion to the other. You know, then you don't have any hope there. Then when you do that, then what sentient beings return back, it doesn't bother, you know. Because why they disturb your mind is,Because we have so much hope. And I did so much this and that. Oh, you should respect me in this way. And we have so much hope that. Then because of that, what doesn't become as your hope, opposite of that, then we become so much impatient, violent, you know, anger, you know. So this happened there.
所以一开始当我们修这个当菩萨呢升起这个慈悲心的时候呢，他就会以这样的心态呢去利益众生呢，就帮助所有的众生呢，可是却不希求众生那一边呢会对自己有任何的回报。就说呢，所以当众生呢没有给你任何的回报的时候呢，你也不会，你的心呢也不会感到有任何的干扰。所以呢你的心就会很平静。所以当众生呢甚至不是没有给你回报，甚至是加害你的话呢，因为你没有这个希求回报的心呢，你的心呢就能很平静。那你心受到干扰呢，是因为你有这种希求回报的心，所以呢你才会感到生气啦，或者才会感到其他的负面的情绪。如果呢你能够呢修行安忍的话呢你就不会有这样的问题。
So, so here, when you meet, you know, as the verse 6 said, you know, somebody, you do something so much, but somehow you return, you know, give you terrible harm, you know, then you look as a guru. So here you can see also this way, you know, because if you are practicing of the Bodhisattva path, you know, you are practicing loving kindness, then you can see this person who harm back as a teacher. showing the true path of Bodhisattva. You know? Because, so he's teaching, don't because of hope, or you do something, don't hope. You know, do purely. So this is the object teach you. You know, you are doing wrongly.
所以当你遇到某个你有恩的人呢，对你呢却加害啊，以加害的方式来回报你的话，如果呢你真的是啊在修行这个慈悲心，你在修行你的菩提道的话呢，你的菩萨道的话呢，这样这个害你的人加害你的呢，其实呢是在教导你哦，什么是真正的菩萨道的真修行啊，所以呢，如果你是有这种希求回报的心理的话呢，这样你会感到生气了什么？这个人这样对待你呢，就是教导你哦，你应该哦，应该清净的去修行，他就是你啊，你学习的一个对境。
Did you hear him say?
他就是教导你的老师了
啊 ，OK， 哈哈 ，So you can see this object, no? So as a teacher, you know, to teach you the patient. So because of the object, you know, then you are able to learn patient. So because of this object, you are able to learn the how the Bodhisattva practice should be, you know.
所以呢，你应该是这个人呢，是教导你啊修行安忍的老师。因为有了这个人呢，所以你才可以学习如何做个真正的菩萨。
So like that, then also you can see that when you help the person, you know, for a long period of time, then because of this help, then become your friend. You help so much, the person like it.So become the friend, you know. So, but after a while, that person harm back you. The same person I'm talking about, you help so many times, but after he harm back, before is friend. After a while, some situation, the person harm back. Same person, but become enemy. You got?
Before that is friend.
Because he helps long time, yeah. So then become friend.After a while, sudden situation, then become enemy, harm back. You know, the one person harm back, then become enemy. Yeah?
所以呢，你可以看到呢，这个转变，就是你一直长时间呢帮助这个人呢，这个人呢得到你的帮助呢，所以呢，所以对你也很好，所以你觉得哦，你觉得这个人呢是把你当作是朋友，可是呢，过了一阵子，这个人呢没有回报你啊，反而加害于你。当这个情况转变的时候呢，你就看，诶，这个人本来是你的朋友，现在呢却变成了你的敌人。
So this way also you can look. So this is become like a teacher showing that what called the suffering of samsara, you know, before enemy. So there's no guarantee. You know, before his friend, there's no guarantee friend forever in samsara. So.Because of certain condition, then it changed to enemy. You know, friend become enemy, enemy become friend in samsara. You know, morning become friend, night time become enemy. You know, so in the samsara, so there's no guarantee. You know, so showing like the poles of the samsara. So this person, you can think that, or this showing, you know, teach me the pole of the samsara. You know.Become my teacher who shows me the path of the samsara.
我们也可以从另外角度来思维哦，为什么这个人好像你的善知识哦？他在教导你什么东西呢？其实他在教导你呢是轮回的苦，轮回的苦 怎么说是轮回的苦呢？因为在轮回当中呢，没有一样东西呢是确定的，没有一样东西呢是不变的，永恒不变的。所有的东西会随着因缘条件和合的变化呢而产生变化。比如说这个人呢在早上呢他还是你的敌人呢，他敌人呢处处针对你，可是到了晚上呢他却变成你的朋友。或者呢，这个人可能早上呢是你的朋友哦，那你帮助他，他对你很好，什么什么，他是你的知心朋友。可是到了晚上的时候，因为一些东西哦，他却加害于你，所以这个人就变成了你的敌人。所以你可以看到，在轮回当中，没有一样东西呢是永恒不变，没有一样东西是可以确定的。所以他就告诉我们，这是轮回。轮回里面的过患，这是轮回过患。所以这个人呢就好像在教导你啊，这就是轮回，轮回就是这个样子的，轮回是不圆满的。因为这样的缘故呢，所以这个人呢就好像是你的善知识。
So, I shall regard that person as my holy guru. So you can look in different way. Such a person, so you can look who is the holy guru for teaching patient. You know, you can look that way. Also, one way you can look, this is the person who shows the Bodhisattva practice. Then also this person, you can look, this person showing the suffering of samsara. You know, teaching you the suffering of samsara. So you can look that way, then you know, then you are able to respect, you know?
所以呢，为什么说愿人视为善知识？为什么你看这个人呢，把他当作你的善知识呢？我们是可以从不同的角度呢去思维的啊。这个人呢就好像我们的善知识，教导我们要学习安忍，不要生气，要学习安忍。这个人呢也好像是善知识，教导我们呢怎么样做一个菩萨，就是他在教导我们菩萨的学处。或者从刚才所讲的那个例子呢，这个人是在教导我们呢轮回的过患，轮回是不圆满的，所以呢我们要有这个出离心。所以呢，因为这个人从不同的角度呢在教导我们，所以呢我们看这个人呢就好像是把他当作是我们的老师，把他当作善知识一样，所以我们要尊敬这样的人。
So, but here, so we help the person so much, but in the return, we receive the harm from the person. Then we might have some kind of question, you know, that why I cannot respect because he have, you know, bad motivation. You know, we have this kind of, how can I respect because person has bad motivation?Harming me, so how can I respect? You know? That kind of doubt or call question arises. You know?
所以我们可能会有这样的疑问呢。我帮助这个人呢，帮助了我给他这么大的帮助，结果我得到的回报是什么呢？我反而被他加害。所以呢，我怎么能够尊敬这样的人呢？这样的人呢，他加害于我，他的那个发心呢，其实是很恶劣的。所以我怎么样尊敬这样的一个人呢？
So we might think that, oh, the person should have good motivation. You need to respect, the person must have good motivation.
所以如果要我尊敬对方的话，至少对方他的那个出发点呢、必须是善的。
So, for that call, so Shantideva answer for that. You know, in order to respect, the object doesn't need correct motivation. Even don't need the motivation for the object. To respect the object doesn't need the motivation, you know, from the object.
对于这样的疑问呢，这个伟大的祭天菩萨啊， 就曾经这样回应，如果呢要对我们的修行的对境呢产生这个尊敬的心态呢，这个对境本身呢不需要有正确的发心或者善的发心，其实对境呢根本连发心都不需要，可是我们应该给他们尊敬。
So therefore, the Shanti Deva said, you know, doesn't need motivation to respect, doesn't need the motivation from the object. He gives example, who respect the holy teaching, who respect to Buddha's image. You know, so but those objects doesn't have any motivation, you know, to benefit you. From the object side, don't have motivation, but we respect.So the point is, doesn't matter whether the object has motivation or not. You know?
所以呢，为什么说我们的对境呢不需要任何的善的发心啊？因为我们尊敬的那个对境不需要任何善的发心。这个寂天菩萨就说了，其实不需要任何发心的。比如说呢，我们通常对那些佛的神圣的教导，佛的神圣教导，或者是对这些佛的塑像这圣像啊，我们都很恭敬。可是这个圣像或教导本身呢，它并没有这样的发心要利益你。可是呢，我们对他们还是非常的恭敬的，非常的尊敬的。这一点呢，就清楚地告诉我们呢，我们尊敬的对境其实本身是不需要任何发心的。
So of course, when you talk about the enemy and friend, of course, how they differentiate is with the harmful thought, you know, who harmed us, so that call enemy.The level that is enemy. Then the person with good heart or some motivation to help you, that become friend. You know?
当我们称为对方是敌人或者是朋友的时候呢，是根据这样的标准的。比如说呢，如果是伤害我们的人呢，我们就叫他，我们安立一个名字叫敌人。如果呢是帮助我们的人呢，或者这个人呢心里心地是非常善良的呢，我们就安立一个名字呢，这个对境啊，这个人呢就叫做朋友。
So therefore, so who harm to us with bad motivation, so that become enemy. So this that called enemy. So that.That only teach, that object only teach you, that the only object will teach you to be patient. No? So you can see this enemy is the patient object who teach you patient. So therefore, we should develop, you know, respect to the enemy.
所以当我们安利这名字叫敌人的人因为他们伤害我们他对我们的发心呢是恶的，因为他这个恶心要伤害我们，所以呢这个敌人呢这个对境其实在教导我们如何安忍，所以呢我们的这个敌人，所谓敌人呢其实是教我们怎么样去修行就修行安忍，所以我们对我们的敌人呢应该升起这个敬意。
So here, so we talk about developing good heart, loving kindness, you know, compassion to each and every sentient being. We talk about this practice. So in order to develop this compassion to every sentient beings, so we must have patience. You know, without patience, that's impossible, you know, to develop compassion. So therefore, in order to develop compassion, must have patience.In order to have patient, so must have enemy.
So, 呢，为什么要对我们的敌人有这恭敬的心理呢？因为呢，我们如果要修行的话，我们必须对每一个众生呢都升起慈心，对每一个众生呢都升起悲心，也就是说，对每一个众生呢都要升起慈悲心。这样要对每个众生升起慈悲心的话呢，我们必须有这个安忍的心。可是要升起这个安忍的心呢， 我们就必须依赖啊我们的敌人，因为就通过就我们有敌人的时候呢，我们才能够呢修这个安忍的心。所以呢，因为这样的缘故呢，所以我们对我们的敌人呢，要升起这个恭敬的心理。
So we can see that, you know. So just giving this kind of example, you know. So when you help so much to someone, then harm them. So then you have such a difficult time, harm by the person. So you can see that that's the most difficult time for oneself. That moment, you know, then you learn something. You know, you are learning something. You know, one way you become much stronger than the people. Oneself, you know, learning.
我们也可以从另外一个角度来看，当我们帮助了，给了很大帮助的众生呢，回过头来呢，去加害于我们的时候，那一段，那个时刻呢，是我们生命中啊，最艰难的时刻。啊，是很难很难度过的。可是呢，也就是在我们生命中最艰难的这时刻呢，他教导我们从此学会了坚强。
So, the point is that, so,If we don't have difficult period of time, then we don't learn much. You know, we become very lazy. You know, very lazy, easygoing. But when you look at that, when you have difficult period of time like that, then one way, I mean, you don't follow that kind of emotion, you know, then your mind is more concentrated, then, you know, focus, then,You are able to achieve something better result, you know, from that difficult period. Then you are able to achieve something better because of this difficult.
如果没有我们生命中这样艰难的时刻的时候呢，我们就会很过得很舒适、很自得、很自满。所以呢，我们不会去思考要做些什么，我们会变得很懒散。也就是因为我们面对这样艰难的时刻，我们生命感到很痛苦的时刻呢，所以呢，我们能够痛定思痛啊，把我们的心专注于这样的问题啊，到底为什么会这样呢？我们应该怎么样做呢？所以呢，因为这样的艰难的时刻，结果呢，我们呢能够取得一些东西呢，取得一些领悟。所以我们应该感谢呢这样的艰难的时刻。
So like that. So here the point is that now when you have the enemy, how to not get angry? You know, so the point is that when you meet with some difficult situation, the enemy, how to not get angry to the enemy? Now how to look.Them as a teacher, you know, them respect, you know.
所以呢，这里的重点就是，当我们遇到这样的艰难的情况的时候，当我们有了所谓的敌人的时候呢，我们怎么样保持我们的心态？我们怎样如何，不会因此而感到太愤怒？而感到生气，这样呢？如果要保持这样的平静的心态的话，我们应该怎么样啊对待啊这样的敌人？怎样看这个敌人呢？把他当作是自己的善知识，从而对他呢产生这个恭敬的心理。我们应该怎么样做得到
？OK， 啊，
大家可以做得到吗？
啊 ，we have any question? Not using, not correct, but of course we're talking about logically. You know, so this is the mind training, but of course, actual practice is not easy. Yeah.
大家有什么问题吗？当然，这是 修心啊，修炼你的心啊，驯服你的心的一个训练啊。当然，如果真正你面对这样的问题，真正要去做实修的话啊，是有一定的难度，是不容易的。
Last week you said that we should not avoid people, that we should just sort of go through the process of being around them. I think that this was last week or the week before you had mentioned you don't just avoid people because bad things come up. You sort of see it through. But if you go around them and you're motivating all of these really negative actions from them, aren't you just creating a bad situation for everyone else?
他的问题就是上个星期呢我们讲过呢，我们不应该啊躲避这样的人呢啊，我们应该呢啊，应该啊，就是说不应该躲开了，应该还继续出现啊，和这些人交往等等。可是呢，如果在这个过程中呢，我们因此呢造下了一些恶的业了，因为恶业因此而产生的话，这样对周围所有的人呢都变成一个不好的状况了，这样我们应该怎么办？
I think talking about the verse number 4, I think must be talking about that, yeah? Your question related with that? Number 4?
Maybe, yeah, I think so.
I think talking about that, yeah? Whenever I see beings who are weak,natural and overwhelmed by the violent negative action and suffering, I shall hold such real one dear as if I had found precious treasure. I think your question related with that.
Yeah, I think three and four together, that you confront it, you hold them as dear.
Yeah.
Yeah. 这样天主教的回答是，这个和上星期讲的第四个寄送是有关的，就是秉性邪恶重有轻，恒为猛烈最苦迫，现实于大宝藏，难知修悲愿珍惜。像天主教讲，像这师兄的回答，这个其实是和第三的第四寄送呢是相关的。
So, so.
Sometimes there is a strength in walking away and a grace in walking away. So you have the victory. I'm not going to cause any more bad blood. I will walk away. That is the question. This is okay, right?
I don't know what to say.
所以呢，这师兄问题其实就是，当你遇到这样的众生的时候呢，与其啊造下更深的怨气的话，倒不如呢你自己走开了，然后你把胜利呢献给对方，这样走开，这样其实是可以的吗？其实更好，对吗？
So, I mean the verse the four. No, so you have to understand that.So here is what the advice is, not to abandon the sentient being from your heart. Okay? So this is the important message, verse number 4. When you see such a terrible person, difficult person, you see that what we do, oh, this person is useless, totally give up from your heart.So the advice is telling that you shouldn't give up from your heart any sentient beings. If you want to develop loving kindness, you shouldn't give up any sentient being from your heart.
天主教的回答就是，这个第四寄送呢，其实是忠告我们，就是我们不应该从心里呢放弃这些众生。如果这众生呢，你觉得哦，他是很糟糕、很难相处的，或者是有很大很大的问题的，像你打从心里就放弃了，看到众生我放弃了，不要管你了。我们不应该这样做，这是第四寄送的意思。
So this is a very important message. So always keep it heart close. Every sentence being keep close in your heart. No? Don't disturb. You know, like, oh, this useless. This unused, you know, useless, that shouldn't give up. So, but by action, of course, how you do action, of course, again, whether really involve that kind of problem or not, that is, again, really another skill needed. Otherwise...
所以这一点是非常重要的，就是我们应该从心里呢不放弃任何一位众生，就是很重要的，因为你放弃一位众生，你就放弃了你的菩萨道了。所以呢打从心里呢不放弃任何一个众生，不要想哦，我再怎么做也是没有用的，没有用了，为什么要去帮助这个人什么这样的心理呢是不应该的。我们在心里呢，我们的心里呢应该是把握住每一个众生的，可是我们真正的如何去做呢其实就是另外一个问题了。因为如果你真的要去帮助那个众生，要自己很积极的去参与的话呢，其实你需要不同的技能了。
I think that, you know, but in reality, of course, you really how much you can help but that's the, I mean,We really need to be skillful. You know, sometimes good involved, sometimes not good involved in the problem. Yeah? So, but from your heart, you know, whatever you see, you shouldn't give up. You know, always compassion. You know, there's some problem, aware of that, then don't give up. You know?
当然是事实上呢，实际上呢，你能帮得了多少，你能做得了多少呢？就看你的智慧方便的运用了。你有多有技巧，你的智慧多深，你有多你的方便的运用是怎么样的？可是呢，从你的心底啊，你应该时时刻刻呢都有这个慈悲心，不放弃任何一个众生。
So like that. So of course.In reality, you want to have that. You must have the skill. You must have wisdom. You know, whether it's possible to solve the problem, or you go in, maybe creating much more problem. You know, so this that by action is different. So whether you really engage or not, that have to be skillful. You know, must have the wisdom, or what called must have the wisdom there.
也就是刚才讲的，如果你要真正的去帮忙的话呢，其实是另外一回事。你要真正能够去帮忙的话，你必须有智慧有方便，要智慧有方便双运的。所以你要看你的技巧，看你的智慧，当然你智巧机会越高你就能帮忙了，但你实际能帮多少忙呢，就看你自己的，智慧方便了。
Yeah, So I mean in some of the tests that you, I with the relative, I'm not sure, but when it was like, when the mother, the mother child, you know, drowning into the water, then the mother doesn't have hand, give example. Then, of course, she has so much compassion, concern about her son drowning there, but she don't have the hand, you know,But she don't know how to swim. Then, with this good heart, she just jump to save kid. Son, not possible.
Both drown.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. 就像一个妈妈和她的孩子，如果她孩子呢掉入水中的话，这个妈妈呢刚好是没有手的，或者她不会游泳，所以她就算很慈悲呢，她也是无能为力。如果这妈妈因为她很慈悲心，那孩子自己掉进水里了，所以她就跳下去了，这样怎么办呢？两个人一起死掉了。
So but, you know that.So much feeling that mother had like that, or that kind of thing, whatever you see, terrible thing must have this kind of feeling in your heart. You know? But really engaging, we need some wisdom.
所以呢，就算你有这个慈悲的心了，当然我们要时时刻刻的都拥有这个保持这个慈悲的心了，在我们的心里都要有这慈悲心对待每个众生。可是呢，实际上行动呢，就要看我们有没有这个智慧。
Okay, so therefore, so in Buddhists always they talk about wisdom and method, you know? Wisdom and method, you know? Only the method like compassion, you know, caring, only that cannot save, not enough, good enough. So you must have wisdom, you know? Always talk about wisdom and method goes together, you know?
所以呢，我们时常都讲了，这个智慧和方便呢，要双运呢，就是这个样子。因为方便指的是，我们的慈悲心呢，想帮助其他的众生的心。可是智慧呢，方便必须配合智慧，这样呢才会有效果。
Okay, I cannot finish, huh? This one.
所以呢，可惜。Ken Rinpoche 讲，今天我们应该不能讲完这修行八颂了。
So only two verses left, so I think, yeah, one more class will complete this one. Okay, only two verses left. So next, this coming Sunday and the next Sunday, the two Sunday, I think we don't have class. Yeah. Okay.
所以呢，我们还剩下两个偈颂呢，就讲完了。这样 Ken Rinpoche 讲，大概我们需要多一堂课就可以讲完这修行八颂。那下个星期天还有后个星期天啊，我们没有课。
Okay, just two Sunday no class.
所以两个星期天，接下来两个星期天大家放假。
So this, huh?Yeah, good holiday.
Holiday. So, 接下来两个星期天大家可以休息，然后第三个星期天我们会来这里。
Okay, any question you want to ask?
大家有没有问题要问？
If you have, just ask one.
Mr. Lu.
不是问题，我是觉得我是赞成刚才的师兄的意见，是说如果我们遇到那些很凶恶的人，我应该躲避一下，因为给他一个时间来平静一下，不然有机会给他越招越多的恶业。这个是我的意见。
This is not questions, but Mr. Lu, Ms. Wu is saying is what he thinks. He actually agreed with what she has said. He said when we meet with difficult people or meet with very fierce, ferocious people, sounds like animal. Okay, we should try to avoid them because we should actually give them time for them to cool down so that they will not create more negative actions. So by avoiding them, we are giving the object more time to cool down.
Yeah, so this time. Yeah, of course, this what do you call the practice of the virtues. I think that's poor tribe, you know.
Practice of
virtues. I don't know how you translate. I don't know.
Virtues.
So anyway, so that in the advice given by Buddha, so you know somebody shout you.What you should do. Very first thing, Buddha said, don't shout back.
当我们讲这个修心的时候，那是佛陀讲过，我们这个造这个善业有四种方式。这样呢，这是佛陀讲哦，这是佛陀给我们在经典上给的忠告，就是当有人对你大喊大叫的时候呢， 首先要做的就是不要喊回去。
So this is the first thing Buddha said, you know. And she jang lar mi she. She jang lar mi she. You know, somebody shout you, then don't shout back. You know? So Buddha said that.
所以当别人对你大喊大叫，第一件事，不要喊回去。
Then the second one, he said,Chui jang lar mi tu. If somebody get angry to you, then do not get angry immediately back. You know?
当别人对你很生气的时候呢，你不要感到生气，也不要以生气的心态去回应。
Then.I think that's the third one, Buddha said, is somebody digging, I don't know how to translate, digging your problem. You say that? I don't. Digging your pulse. Digging? Pointing. Yeah. Digging out, no? Pointing out your problem. If somebody pointing your problem, then don't point back.Immediately, the other person problem. Yeah?
当别人挖出故意挖出你的不对的地方或你的问题故意让你难堪的时候呢，你要做的第一件事，不要接回别人的疮疤。
Okay, then I think the third one, a fourth one, is somebody hit you.Don't hit back.
当别人打你的时候，不要打回去。
Okay, this is the Buddha's advice.
Okay, 这是佛陀教过的。
Somebody shout you, just listen for a moment. Listen while what the person say.
当别人对你大喊大叫的时候呢，你不要喊回去，你听听他讲什么。
Okay.Listen, meditate. What the person say? Listen, meditate.
然后呢，你听了，你去思维。
Okay, if person hit you, just sit there and think.
当别人打你的时候，不要打回去，你就坐在那边想思维。
So, but you really want to back, then that's the right. Slowly think, then you are more intelligent to how to.Defeat back.
Don't get it.
That's what don't get it. You really want to fight back, then you have better fight.
Better fight. 如果你真的要打回去，他打你，你真的要打去，你就想你应该怎么样了，怎样打击回去啊？这样你就不会去打他了。
I'm saying, you don't get.
That means you think if you want to punch you, you think, hey, how to better punch back, so you don't punch back immediately lah.
So lah.
So you have this time to cool down.
Come to cool down, you have better idea how to hit the person.
Then better ideas, yeah. 就是别人打你的时候，你不要马上打回去啊！打回去是很烂的，你要想想，哎，应该怎么样用更好的方法打回去啊？这样你就可以冷静下来啊，你就不会这样太冲动。
You hit back immediately. You don't have mindfulness. You hit back, and then he double back. You die.
为什么呢？因为你马上打回去的话，你就没有正念了，因为你没有去想，没有冷静嘛，没去想是吧？所以一打回去，别人就砰两拳打回来了，你打一拳，他打两拳。
So anyway, this is not the teaching.
哦，这个不是佛陀教的。
Yeah, it's like that, you know. I mean, somebody shout you back. But immediately you don't have any wisdom there. You know, just no reason, nonsense, you shout back. Doesn't make any sense.
not.
You really want to say something, you cool down and say back, you know. So the point is, don't reply back with your anger, emotion, mind. You know, it doesn't serve the purpose, you know.
为什么别人喊你的时候呢，我们不要喊回去呢？因为如果你喊回去的话，也没有什么意义啊。所以呢，倒不如冷静下来哈，不要马上就回应，因为你马上回应的话，你是以一种很生气的心呢去回应，所以呢，根本呢就解决不了事情的啊。
So like that, so I mean that is, I mean very basic practice. Really, that somebody shout, just listen for a moment, you know.And cool down. Then you really want to clarify. Then when you come down, cool down. Okay, you know, to solve the problem. You know.
所以呢，这其实是很基本的修行了。就是当发生这样状况的时候呢，我们不应该有回应了，不应该马上回应。我们应该冷静下来，等双方都冷静下来的话，我们就提出我们的问题啊，澄清啊，为什么这样？这样呢，才能真正的解决问题了。
So this is a very, very good start, you know, not to get more problem, you know.Otherwise, the problem never ends. You know? This, that, you know? At the end, then the talk gets worse, 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 you know? Then become violent, you know? Then it's become like that. But first moment, you are able to, you know, somebody shout you, just listen there. I think that's the best thing to solve the problem. You know?
这个基本的方法呢，其实是很好的，很好的开始。因为呢，如果你不这样做的话呢，你为什么你要这样做？是因为呢，你不想要有更多的问题，更多的烦恼了。因为如果你马上回应的话呢，这个问题会越滚越大，就没完没了了。这个问题可能越来越糟糕，或者可能会变成暴力行动。所以当这样的状况发生的时候呢，第一个时间呢，就是不要喊回去啊，不要回应，然后只是真的静下来要听啊，听对方啊。
So, OK, 啊，
可以吗
？I saw sometimes the how to dog, you know, dog fighting. Dog.
A dog.
Dog fight. You have seen?
大家有没有看过狗打架两只狗在打架
So you can see the dog fight is many different types of fighting, you know? So some dog you see, you know, that they come here, the another become, both become so strong that they bite each other. And then both suffer so much. Yeah? But some dog you see, some dog come and jump,The another, the party, the dog, become very clever, you know, she don't bite back, just lie down there, you know? So then she don't bite back, but she just lie down. Then dog don't bite, you know, lie down, they don't bite.
Okay. 所以呢，狗打架其实有各种各样的打架的方法了。大家有没有仔细看？有些狗他们打的时候，你就咬我，我咬回你，咬呀呀，所以结果呢，双方呢咬来咬去，双方都受伤了，然后都挂彩了。像有些狗它打架，它很厉害的，这个好像这样，那这个就夹夹哈倒下来哈，倒在地上了夹夹这样哈，结果呢，它就没有受到伤害了，就没有人被咬伤了啊，没有狗了，任何一只狗都没有被咬伤。很厉害的。
I've seen this many in Nepal. The dog, some of the dogs, they're so rushy. You know? About five, six dogs come. Another dog, of course, she's so scared, like just, you know, she died upside down.
所以他在Ken Room 就在尼泊尔其实看过了很多的了，就要五六条狗在那边打架了，但是有些狗就就倒在地上很厉害的。Lying dog more wisdom 会倒下的那条狗是最聪明的。
So I mean, like that, and of course, you really don't want more problem than is that the way, you know, so somebody have to be listened. Not like both fighting, you know, somebody shouts out back, then at the end is of course both have so much harm. You know, so go to buy and listen. But best is somebody how much they shout, one person can listen. You know, that don't shout back. I think that's the very basic, you know, the step.
所以呢，如果我们不要制造更多问题，或问题越滚越大，我们就应该这样做了。因为如果呢双方一直在面打，那打来打去啦，喊来喊去啊，坚持不下的话，这样的最终呢，就是问题其实呢没有解决，而且可能呢最终呢双方啊都会挂彩，都会受到伤害了啊。所以呢所以如果最基本的就是人家喊的。大喊大叫喊你的话，最基本的步骤就是不要喊回去。
I mean this, what I see, not only dog, but you can see different animals, some insect, animal. You know, sometimes you can see, you can see that, you know. Somehow you go nearby, then they just pretend they are dead, you know. They don't move, you know? So like that.
所以不只是狗，你可以看观察其他的动物哦。你可以看，有时候当你走进一些动物的时候，他们就假装死掉了哦。
You pretend like that. Then after you go away, then slowly they move on.
然后你走开的时候呢，就慢慢，哎，它醒来了，又活动起来了。
Anyway, I see many different animal how they act. You know, I mean maybe they are scared. I don't know.Interesting how they act like that, act like dating.
所以呢，天文学看过呢很多很多这样的状况，就是不同的动物啦，他们怎么样哈、哦，怎么样，怎么样去对付这样的情况啊？所以是非常有趣的。
Okay, anyway, all right. Okay, stop here.
所以今天呢，我们就讲到这里。所以现在呢，我们就做回向 ，we do dedication， 是在这本比较大的本子 ，the thicker booklet。The English dedication can be found on page 31。回向本子，请打开第32页。愿以此功德。普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速升起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面English page 33，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等上根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行，我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。请大家不要收拾你的这个你的这个座位啊，就收拾这个法本就可以了。Okay, after these sessions, please leave the sittings for the next session. Just keep the prayer books. Thank you. 那些要参加葛班寺十月闭关的，请将表格交给我们的办公室。Those who are going for the Om Mani Padme Hum retreat, in October in Koban, please hand in your form to the general office. Thank you.